Welcome back to Lansing Lugnuts pregame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and I'm joined by Ryan Shropshire, the Lugnuts starter from yesterday, who went into the eighth inning through seven scoreless innings and then gave up a run in the eighth. The Lugnuts went on to win the ballgame 5-2. Ryan, that was your best start of this young year. How good did it feel to you being out there on the mound?
Felt very well. Felt very good out there yesterday. I worked this week very hard with Tony and Sal. They helped fix my mechanics, some things that were going wrong with my mechanics that helped me out. That it helped me out in the game yesterday. And yesterday I was just going out there throwing strikes.
Now, was there anything specifically that you were fixing with your mechanics?
Yeah, they're helping me push with my back leg a little bit more, help me close my front side a little bit more for my head did not flare out.
And what does that do to be able to control both of those? How does that help you as a pitcher?
It makes you more direct to the plate, It makes you throw more strikes down in the zone, which is exactly what we want. We want to throw strikes, pound the hitters down in the zone.
So you were getting those ground balls yesterday from pounding down in the zone, but you also had seven strikeouts. What was working for you?
Yesterday, my changeup was working and just getting ahead of the hitters, getting the fastball ahead. My fastball was my pitch yesterday, just getting ahead. And when you get ahead, you could try to play around with the hitters a little bit and see what they could do if they can make a mistake trying to swing at something that's your pitch.
This was your second time facing the Dayton Dragons this season. You faced them on opening night. Did it help out seeing them a second game?
Yeah, seeing people more, just get some of their repetitions down, seeing what they're doing, always is going to help you out, trying to see how to pitch the hitter.
Now, you were working with a different catcher, though, A.J. Jimenez behind the plate. In the first game, I believe it was Sean Ochinco who was catching for you. What's the difference between the different catchers on this team? Let's say Ochinco, Kareem Turkamani, and A.J. Jimenez.
I think all three of our catchers are very, very good. They all call very good games. They all go back there and they receive well. They've been taught by some very good coaches out there that have been helping our organization to teach them how to catch very well. Jimenez has got a plus arm back there. He's a little bit quicker than the other two catchers, but they all call a great game, and they all work very well back there.
Speaking of Ryan Shropshire on the pregame show, this is Ryan's second season with Lansing. You made four starts last year after getting drafted by the Blue Jays. What was that draft day experience like for you out of San Jose State?
That was a very exciting day right there for me. I had a lot of my friends at San Jose. They got drafted those first 2 days, and going that third day, took a lot of relief off my shoulders going out there and be able to do something, and being able to continue my career, something that, I felt that it wasn't over with yet. So I'm happy that I got the opportunity to play with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Now, you began your college career, I believe, at Long Beach State and redshirted there. They've sent a number of guys to the pros, and then San Jose State, a number of guys got drafted. Who's the best player you've ever played with?
Man, my freshman year at Long Beach State, we had Troy Tulowinski at shortstop and Evan Longoria at third. I think and between those two, I think Tulowinski was a year older. The guy was a phenomenal player. He still is to this day. The guy's one of the best shortstops, I believe, that I've ever played with and I've ever seen play. The guy throws 95 across the diamond. He works very, very hard. The guy's in the weight room. He's in the cages early. The guy's a hard-nosed player. He's probably definitely the best player I've ever gotten to play with.
And who's the best batter that you've ever had to face?
Man, there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of good hitters out there. I don't know. My freshman year going up against guys like Tulo and Evan were, it's fun to go out there and compete against those guys. I've gotten to pitch against many guys that are up there, in the big leagues. And, just being able to get the opportunity to go out there and pitch is all I'm excited about.
Do you still keep in touch with those guys?
Nah, I don't keep in touch much with them. I know Tulo just got married this last offseason, so, it's good for him. I'm excited for him.
Speaking with Ryan Shropshire on the pregame show, finally, Ryan, last year I remember you saying that if not baseball, you would open up an Italian restaurant, right? So what's your favorite recipe?
Ah, man, to tell you the truth, this offseason I was a cook at a school called Harker Prep School. It's a high school over in San Jose, California. I was a head cook of the grill. I got to go on the grill and cook up a whole bunch of stuff. I learned tons of stuff. Everybody in there had the culinary degree besides me, pretty much. And, they taught me so much stuff in there. I I love cooking up many dishes. I'm a big Italian guy. I love cooking up noodles, throwing some chicken in there, getting some pesto chicken pasta. You know, I love lasagna. I'll cook up whatever you want.
Brilliant. Ryan, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
Starting lineups and first pitch up next. This is Classic Hits 92X.